Voters in the 5th Congressional District of Massachusetts have a rare opportunity, the chance to fill an open seat. Democratic Congressman Marty Meehan has resigned to take a job in academia. 10 candidates are running to succeed Meehan in the September 4th primary. Among them are the brother of a 9/11 victim and the widow of a presidential candidate. From member station WBUR in Boston, Fred Tice reports.
As Nikki Tsongas goes door-to-door in the district's largest city, Lowell, an old industrial town that is undergoing a renaissance, it's clear that she benefits from the fact that she is the widow of Paul Tsongas. Tsongas is still widely respected in the congressional district he represented before being elected to the U.S. Senate, then running for president in 1992. He died 10 years ago.
Yeah, good luck to you. I'm really going to vote for you. I love Paul.
Thank you. Miss him. Yeah, he was a remarkable politician, showed us all what can be done in Washington if you commit to it.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah. Tsongas says her top priority is to end the war in Iraq. She supports creating a timetable for withdrawing U.S. troops. If elected, she would become the first Democratic congresswoman from Massachusetts in more than three decades. But Tsongas is not the only woman in the race. Also running is Lowell City Councilor Eileen Donahue. After a candidates' forum in the Victorian Town Hall in Ayr, with its cathedral ceiling and restored incised beams, Mary Craft Shirley says her choice is coming down to the two women in the race.
I like Nikki Tsongas. I like her, and I liked Eileen Donahue. So it would be nice if they could run together and both go and serve us together. I don't know which one I'm going to vote for right now.
The legacy of Paul Tsongas has opened up a wide-ranging network of contributors for Nikki Tsongas. As a result, she's the best-financed candidate in the race. She's raised more than $1 million. Her name gives her another advantage over her Democratic rivals. They have a hard time catching up to her because few people pay attention to politics in summer, and the primary is the day after Labor Day. Jeffrey Gerson is professor of political science at the University of Massachusetts at Lowell.
Everyone feels it's Nikki Tsongas' race to win or lose. The front runner benefits from a shorter campaign season.
Republicans are pinning their hopes on another famous name here. Jim Oganowski is the brother of John Oganowski, the pilot of American Airlines Flight 11, who was killed on 9/11 when terrorists crashed his plane into New York's World Trade Center. After his brother's death, Jim Oganowski took over the family farm in Draycott, a town where stone walls line country lanes. At 7:30 in the morning, Oganowski is greasing his hay baler. In many ways, he's a typical Northeastern Republican. He supports legalized abortion, but wants to cut taxes.
Shocking to know, if you look at these buildings and all the equipment that you see here, the number one cost to produce a bale of hay is taxes.
Oganowski says he initially opposed the war in Iraq, but believes the U.S. should stay until the civilian population is secure. He says if he wins the primary, he does not want President Bush to campaign for him. Oganowski's path to the GOP nomination is considered much easier than his chances in the October general election. Republicans haven't elected one of their own in this district since 1972, when they beat a fellow by the name of John Kerry. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice.